Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Yes, and now I will invite preacher for the day, FPO, Pastor Moses Musinguzi.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You're very welcome, every one of you. Hallelujah. Yeah, John was interpreting a dream just now. I put him on the spot to interpret a dream, which you are going to interpret. Amen? You're going to interpret now. Because these things of sending them, by email, it looks like it is not working. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, but thank you for coming. Give a big hand clap to Grace and the husband. Yeah. They were surprisingly very early here today. Amen? Glory to God. Yeah, that is a hand clap. Amen? Surprisingly early. Amen? Glory be to God. And you're Sarah, Yeah, Sarah is Jenny's sister. Give a big hand clap. She's here for the first time. I had to ask whether it's you, because I last saw her like 15 years ago, at the university. 15 years ago. You know her? Well, maybe not. Amen? Yeah. Glory be to God. So you're happy? Remember, this week is this month. It is a month of celebration. For those who are there at the prayer meeting on Thursday, God was saying, because of what we had done for him in evangelism, he's going to sing over us. You understand? He's celebrating. Amen. He gave me a revelation that when a sinner turns to repentance, the angels not only rejoice for that person who has gotten born again, but they also rejoice for that person who has what? Who has ministered unto them the word. Glory be to God. And so the angels are right now rejoicing over LAT. Glory be to God. Amen. And that spirit of rejoicing, amen, that spirit of celebration, amen, is supposed to be upon your life in this season. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we've finished Chambogwe. We began it last year in February. You know, we did the first round. Then after we finished, and the Lord told us, now go back again. And we did that. Amen. And, and heaven is glad. Remember, according to heaven, we are the best evangelism team that has ever been in this country. Yes. Glory be to God. Amen. You know that. Amen. Yeah, so right now we are celebrating as we wait for what comes next. Glory be to God. Amen. The dream John had was supposed to sort Joseph Mpora out because he wasn't convinced with my interpretation of the first one of Kamuli Road. He said it is too simplistic. Amen. So the second one of dream of John, just said it is exactly that. The mission has ended. Amen. And he was convinced thereafter. Okay? Sam, you're convinced. Sam, Sunday after we left, he sent me a text saying that I don't believe your interpretation. Amen? By the way, it is okay not to believe what your pastor said. This is not a Catholic church. Here we agree to disagree. As long as we are still in what? Unity. You know, you cannot force people. Even God has never forced anybody to believe what so Sam sent me a text saying that I should meditate more on that dream. Amen. Now, are you convinced that I was right? Yeah, you see, now, you know, people are very humble these days in this church. Yeah, so he humbled himself, saying, yeah. Now, Sam has also. Now, that goes to teach us that these dreams, the messages God always wants to send his people, are really very simple messages. However complicated the dream looks, you understand? If you look at it very well, you realize God just wants to say something simple. Of course, it's a big deal, but it is in simple terms. You understand? So always, again, when you are faced with a dream for interpretation, don't... The moment you start realizing that you're being complicated, just know you're off track. Amen? So what you have to do, humble yourself. Humble yourself and then go back again. Where the lecturer in medical school, Anak Bong, you remember? Anak Bong, he was a pharmacy lecturer, pharmacology. Yeah, so we had what they used to call vivas. Vivas, where you face a lecturer one-on-one. Then guys fire you, they fire you questions, man, one-on-one. So chicks would come before him, and then they would begin crying. And most of those chicks who cried got high marks. Anyway, so these babes would begin crying, man, you know. Then an akbong will tell them, compose yourself, compose yourself, and start again. He was an old man from the north, so his accent, and I think he had studied, I guess, from Mao, because his accent, so he said, compose yourself once again and start again. Glory to God. So, the moment you start those funny, you know, very difficult things, you know, like interpretations, just compose yourself, you know, and start again. Glory be to God. Amen. Father, we thank you for your favor. We thank you for choosing us to be, to lead and to show how true worship is supposed to be. We thank you, precious Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The best of the best. Amen. You guys, you haven't seen yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This church, God told me, 2nd November 2000, I was in medical school, you know, in the canteen. It was before lunchtime. I seated in the canteen. Now, John sees visions. What's his name? Paul dream, you know, and all those things are great. Amen. But for me, that time, I didn't see a vision. I didn't dream. I was taking tea, reading my Bible. And the Lord told me, from 1 Chronicles 22:5, he told me, Moses, you're young and inexperienced. Yet the house you're going to build for me must be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. This is 2nd November. I remember it so well. After that, I went for a lecture, but that entire day I was messed up. You know, by that anointing that came when that word was spoken unto me. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now I have more rights to bug you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to be the best of the best. Now, when you come every Sunday, every Thursday, come ready to worship the Lord. Because this thing is joint. You understand? It is corporate. You know, Okay? So come ready to worship the Lord, knowing that the spirit of worship is in this place. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Amen. The best of the best. Hallelujah. And once again, I'll always be the worship leader. Amen? Any sensible pastor cannot afford to mess with that area. That area, you mess it up. You know, So the best way to make sure things are on track is to be the worship leader. Amen? This one, you can't throw me out. You can't take me to that court. Is it called the High Court or the... you can't. to, you know, this one, no way. Amen? Because it is, in my opinion, it's like very key. You mess it up, mess up everybody, everything. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? Some people, the pressure was too much. People keep jumping out. Flora was telling me, where's Flora? She was telling me once that, you know, she sees the worship team always revolving. People coming and going. And that is good for people to come and get out when they realize that they can't handle. Glory be to God. Go, you know, come and go, you know. Amen? So I had to give what? Anyway, glory be to God. Now, 3 weeks ago, when I preached here, I essentially talked from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 9. And we were talking about the most important law, in my opinion, the law of sowing and reaping. Amen? Love is not the most important law in the Bible because love is supposed to be sown. Amen? It's amazing how when you believe as something, you cause every other thing to it, you twist every other thing to it. Now, that's what I'm doing to love also. Love is supposed to be sown. Amen? You understand? So it also applies, right, to this law. This is the most important. You know, you're here. You are born. You are conceived because a seed was sown. You understand? This is the most important law. Jesus to come here. A seed was sown. You understand? The seed of the word. It is the most important. And we say that what you're experiencing right now in your life, it is a product or thing that was sown, either by you or your parents or whoever was an authority over you. Glory be to God. Amen. But if you've been born again for some time now, there should be little influence from some people, you know. All that you're experiencing should be because of you, what you've sown, the good that you've sown. Amen? And we were encouraged that since this law applies, amen, so what we need to do is to continually sow good. Because if you sow good, you will reap good. Hallelujah. Knowing that even though you're born again, if you sow evil, you will reap it. Glory be to God. And the good thing and the sad thing about reaping is that you always reap more than what you sow. Amen? It is good if you sowed good. It is bad if you sowed evil. Amen? So we ended by saying, man, let us sow good. And essentially, just be good. Just be good. We saw how Abraham, because he tithed, so in the mind of God, even Levi, his grandson, great-grandson, also tithed. So the action of one man, Adam, was affecting his great-grandson. So his great-grandson was reaping what the granddad had sowed. Amen? We saw Adam, the Bible says, by one man's sin, all sinned, all fell. Amen? But now you are in Christ. The Bible says, by one man's obedience, many shall be made righteous. So right now you're righteous because of the seed that Jesus sowed, the seed of obedience. You understand? So man, you can't escape what? This law. Amen? Now, it should work in your favor if you continually and deliberately sow good. Glory be to God. And I told you guys, don't go around now blaming your parents. Amen? 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 Hallelujah. So, today it is sowing and reaping part two. Sowing and reaping what? Part two. So part one ended by, the conclusion was, you know, just be good. So good. And you will reap good. Hallelujah. Amen. Even your prayers are seed. Praying, you're sowing seed. Not praying is also sowing seed. Hallelujah. Worshipping is sowing seed. Not worshipping is sowing seed. By the way, there's a scripture, I think it is in 1 Timothy, and it's somewhere in Timothy. Paul was writing to Timothy. Then he talked about Timothy's faith. He said that faith first dwelt in your grandmother. What was her name? Eunice. And then it dwelt in his mother. Who? You see, you guys are into visions and dreams only. You don't read your Bibles. Glory be to God. Quickly search for the name Eunice. Then it will get you to it. I think it is 1 Timothy 1:5 or something like that. Amen? Search Eunice. It will come up. You see now, this faith Timothy had. Okay? When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which first dwelt in your grandmother, Lois, or whatever, and your mother, Eunice. And then he says, and I'm persuaded is in you also. So you see how now some faith, some strong, whatever, about Timothy, he's inheriting it from the grandmother. From the grandmother. You see, from the grandmother, and it is passing down to this kid, Timothy. So some of the things you are accumulating now, even when you're gone, someone will reap them. You understand? Or even when you're still here, you understand? They will affect your kids. No, you see, this faith, this is not faith in Jesus that Paul is talking about here. You understand? It is something else. But he says it first dwelt in your grandmother, Lois, then in your mother. So it went to, grandmother, mother, then son. These things are very serious. Amen? Now, part two of sowing and reaping is response number two. Response number one was do good. So good. Deliberately be good. Amen? Now, response number two is if. Now, we are talking about the good that is in your life. You understand? If the good is in your life, you now acknowledge that it wasn't because of you. Amen? Now, what God expects you to do, if you really have sense in your head, you should therefore be humble. You understand? You should be humble. Glory be to God. You should be humble. Now, in this country, let's talk about in this country, there are tribes, tribes which, man, in my assessment, it's like a good number of people in this particular tribe have very high intelligence, very sharp. Now, obviously, not all of them, but it seems like a good number of them compared to other tribes. Now, that is in my opinion. You understand? There's no data. But now, anyone who is honest enough, if I told them that tribe and they're sincere in their hearts, and then they begin they realize the thing is true. You understand? Now, that group of people, Now, if you're born in that tribe, you understand? And then you go to school or you leave school and then you're somewhere and you're so brilliant. Really, why should you boast if you have sense in your head? Why should you boast when you meet Brother Paul? You understand? Who doesn't quite, who can't click the simple revelation of what? Consciousness. Prophet Elvis preaches something very simple. Consciousness, awareness, the reality, reality of, whatever. And then Paul doesn't get it. Then for you, you get it. Why should you feel proud over what? You understand? Amen? But this is very serious. You know, you're going to realize that anytime you feel proud of anything, now, I'm talking about evil pride. You understand? I mean, it is not wrong for me to be proud of LAT. You understand? Gonna be the number one worship team in the country. Now, good, in fact, it is edifying. You know, there's a difference between edification and being puffed up. These are two different things. Amen? So, anyway, so you realize that now every time you feel in a negative way, proud about something that you are, you understand? It is just evidence that you're stupid. I'm telling you, that means that you even not yet there. You understand? In your head. Amen? Because there is nothing good in your life that is really because of you. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Amen? Nothing. Nothing. Even the salvation that you have. You know, you can't even be proud of that. You know, you can't be proud of some guy who's going to hell. You know, because even that, it wasn't yours. You know, Amen? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Do you know what it says? You grace preachers. Amen? It says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. It says that for by grace you have been saved through faith. Amen? It says, by grace you've been saved. By grace, unmerited favor. You understand? You have been saved. Now, how can you boast that you're born again? You understand? You should just be glad and thankful and then feel for those who are not born again. Amen? So by grace, you have been saved through faith. You know, then it adds and tells you that even that faith wasn't even yours also. You understand? It is a gift of God. You understand? That faith that enabled you to believe, you understand? Even that wasn't yours. The Bible says, it is not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest you should boast. Now, if salvation is the most important thing, the most important thing in our lives, and the Bible says you can't boast about it, it therefore means you cannot boast about anything else. Salvation is greater than intelligence, the intellect. Salvation is greater than your tribe. Salvation is greater than the school you went to. Salvation is greater than the degrees you have. Salvation is greater than your best man of God. You understand? Salvation is better than your best church. You understand? And the Bible says you can't boast about the greater thing. Now, how can you boast about the other inferior things? You understand? It should now just cause you to walk in humility. Glory be to God. Walk in humility with a grateful heart. Amen? Amen. Seriously, this is a very, you can't boast about anything. You understand? There's some of you who boast about being taller than others. You understand? Amen? Being taller than others. Now, you tell me, what did you do to be taller than others? But, it was just your parents, you had some gene, you know, Okay? Amen? Now, he has a clan, which is, his clan is a royal, whatever, of some tribe, a royal clan, like the ruling clan or that tribe. You understand? Now, how can he boast of royalty? Didn't you think you're better than that? What did you do? You know, what did you do? You see, when you critically think about some of these things, you realize that actually it is stupidity to really boast about anything. Now, to think you're better than the other because, I'm Prince Harry, and then those are, now, Now you find like, anyway, that whole thing, tribes. One tribe thinks it's better than the other. So you cannot marry us because your tribe. Baba, you know, Now it is high level stupidity. You understand? What did you do to be that tribe that you now think the others are not for? You understand? By the way, these things are very serious. Very, very serious. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, for God to do greater things in our lives, as individuals and as a church, because the Bible says God gives grace to the humble. You understand? Now that grace is everything that you need in your life to accomplish the will of God, to make you happy, to make you joy. The Bible says he gives it to the what? The humble. Amen? Now, if we're going to experience more of God, more of his goodness as individuals and as a church, we need to walk in humility. You understand? We are edified to know we are the best evangelism team that has existed since the days of Kayanja. You understand? We are the best. We are the best. No, now it is edifying to know that, oh, we have served the Lord and he's pleased with us. You understand? I mean, we have to talk about it and to celebrate that. Amen? However, we can't take this to the negative side of it. You understand? Amen? There is absolutely nothing you should be. Now, you work in the best organization. You understand? I don't know which organization. There's some organization where you go to a man. It's like there's a spirit of pride in the place. You know, one of these, you walk in the everyone man has an attitude. You wonder what's wrong with these people. You know, it's like there's a spirit in this place. Now, first of all, some guy who corrupted your way there. You understand? Now, why should you feel proud? You understand? And now, sometimes that corruption to get you in a place, actually, it is of God. Because God is not democratic. God is not what? He that said, now, why did you score 80? Why did you score 70? God is like, that's nonsense. For me, I want the other one. Who scored 30, and I'm going to get her in. So he uses some, corruption, get you there. Now, why should you feel proud about that? Okay, as in, be grateful, you understand? Be edified that man, of all the people who applied, God chose you to be there. You understand? Be edified about it, be grateful about it, but don't now think that those who don't work in that organization are inferior to you. They are not. If you're sensible enough, you realize actually, it is my uncle who what? And your uncle is actually being used by God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Our attitude should be like that of Jesus. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, and I always love to read this from the Amplified. Amen? Philippians chapter 2 from verse 3. It says, now, the definition of humility is here. It says, do nothing from factional motives through contentious strife, selfishness, or for unworthy ends, or prompted by consent and empty arrogance. Amen? Then it says, instead, in the true spirit of humility, lowliness of mind, esteem others better than yourself. You know, so humility is esteeming others better than yourself. Realizing that if it hadn't been for the grace of God, you wouldn't be what you are. You wouldn't be who you are. You understand? Again, like we say, some of the great things you're experiencing in your life, we are sold by what? Your grandmother who? Louise. You understand? Then they whatever into your mother, Eunice. Then you, Timothy. You understand? Hallelujah. So it says, yeah. So In lowliness of mind, let each regard the others as better than and superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourselves. Glory be to God. Amen? But this is very serious, and by the way, it is very simple. You know, Now, you guys are waiting for something deep, But there's nothing deeper than this. Deeper than humility. Next time I will tell you there's nothing deeper than love. Next week I'll tell you. Glory be to God. Then he says, let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned, not merely his own interest, but also for the interest of others. So you have a job, you work in the best whatever, Now, be concerned about the other person who didn't make it there. Amen? Realizing even that you are up there, you're earning much, because God has just given you a lot of seed to sow. It's just that. Whichever greatness you experience in your life, it is primarily to be of benefit to other people. You understand? So you realize if you have a lot of money, there's nothing to boast about. Because actually, it is not your money. Do you realize that, by the way? You can't even boast about the money you have. Because you really, actually, some of it is bread, some of it is seed. You understand? And sometimes the seed is more than the bread. So now you even can't boast about the money. You realize it is not your money. You're just a steward, a custodian. God has entrusted you with someone's money. Now the mistake you make is using other people's money for your own things. Hallelujah. Then he says, let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. Glory be to God. And then he shows you how he was humble. The Bible says, who, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, possessing the fullness of the attributes which make God God, did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained. Amen? So what did he do? The Bible says he stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant, of a slave, in that he became like men and was born a human being. And after he had appeared in human form, he abased himself and humbled himself even further and carried his obedience to the extreme of death, even the death of the cross. And I told you, what was the cross? Jesus was practically naked on the cross. You understand? Amen? That's how far he humbled himself to obey the master for your salvation. Right on the cross, he was sowing seed. The Bible says, by one man's obedience, many shall be made righteous. So that was obedience. You understand? That now you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? That's what you are right now, who you are, a new creation in Christ, wouldn't have happened if Jesus hadn't humbled himself. Glory be to God. Amen? Simple stuff. Very simple stuff. But I can assure you, some of the great things God wants to do in your life are hinging around this. You understand? If you can just humble yourself and be grateful, realizing that who you are, what is the good that is happening in your life right now, he really has, in a sense, nothing to do about you. Amen? Then God will increase the grace in your life. Because he gives grace to the humble. So there will be more and more grace, in every area of your life where you need help, where you need uplifting, where you need exhortation, that grace will be granted unto you if you humble yourself. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, I think I wasn't supposed to do it. medicine. Because most of the time I'm looking at people studying things. You know, I look at people, you know, great people, people greatly gifted, and I'm amazed. And I'm like, I wish I would be like that person. You see, you look, you know, you're like, they have all the reasons to act how, but then they're so humble. You see, Now, like in our church here, we have these two young guys. Amen? Not like Paul. Most of you have heard. Enoch, that guy who worked with God, and then he was raptured, you know, has ever appeared to Paul. You understand? He appeared and they judged. You understand? Now, I guess if he had appeared to me, I wouldn't allow even to be a pastor of 80 guys. Say, no, this is too small for me. Me, the great I am, who judges with Enoch. You understand? But, you see, working in total humility. You know, I don't know how many, like 2 months ago or 3 months ago, Jesus appeared to Paul, you know, and Jesus slept with Paul in bed. You heard that some time ago? Jesus slept together, you know. Paul said, come and sleep with me. And Jesus, you understand? Now, if he had done that to me, I don't know how, you know. Glory be to God. Amen. You have heard of John's experiences. Many of them you actually have not heard. Man, things are, you know, like some nuns said, intense, intense experiences. In Chambogo, some people were witnessing to some Catholic nuns. So the nuns asked them that, what experiences have you had with the Lord? So these guys, well, I don't know if they shared, you know. Anyway, then they asked the nun that, what about you? What have you? Then the nun said, I can't even tell you mine. Man, they are very intense. Of course, that nun was a liar. She didn't experience nothing. Glory be to God. Amen? But the point I'm trying to make is let us walk in great humility. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. There's some other examples I would give, but I would be misunderstood about how I observe some people, their humility, you know, since I'm a guy, I won't give those examples. This is because I'll be misunderstood. But the point is made. Let us walk in great humility. In great what? What do you have that you did not receive? Paul asks that in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Some guys were being stupid, being proud of Paul. For me, I'm of Paul. For me, I'm of Apollos. For me, I'm of whoever, you know. And Paul said, who makes you differ from one another? Amen? Okay, you think your nose is the best nose among all the tribes in this country. Now, where do you think now someone who has a nose that is not like yours is inferior to you? You understand? He says, who makes you differ from another? And what do you have, you Sandra, that you did not receive? Then he said, now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as though you did not receive it? You understand? Why? You see, nothing. You know, nothing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? Man, this is sobering. He says, who makes you differ from one another? Who makes you differ? You understand? You know, when I was in high school, you know, some will tell you, I was extremely handsome. You understand? I'm not from a royal clan. But I was, you guys, you don't know. We had a guy in Smack, Barige Ivan, you remember? Yeah, some interesting chap. So, but you know, growing up is interesting. Yeah? I think there's nothing better than growing up. So this guy, remember 2B, stream 2B. So Barige was convinced that he was the most handsome chap in 2B. Barige, really. Barige, I think either he knew who he was in Christ, or he was mad. He just would be mad. Either he knew who he was in Christ, or he was mad. Yes, sir. Because Barige, I think, anyway. So some guys would tease him. They would go to him. Mine was a single sex school. So guys would go and tease him. Then say, Barige, can you rank the most handsome whatever guy there? Then confidently, but the Barige was a Mchiga. Now I understand why he was so confident, man. So Barige confidently, and he was so convinced, he would say, me? You know, that's how he would start. And he wasn't like trying to play games. He was very serious. You remember? You know, guys used to call him Heda, you know, anyway. You know, but I wish I was saved in those days. I would ask Barige, if you think you're the most handsome in 2B, who makes you differ from another? You understand? I would ask him, what do you have that you did not receive? Then I tell him now, if indeed you received what you have, then why are you boasting? Glory be to God. Then I would summarize by telling him that actually you're not even what? You're not even what? I would also act like a Mchiga or like a Mnyaranda. You see? But those tribes are wonderful. They are wonderful in the sense that somehow you always know their mind. You understand? They are not playing games. You know, someone they like you, but they are acting, you know. Those tribes, man. Yeah. But at times, they make it known in a bad way. But at least they make it known. Then you can know where you stand. By the way, every tribe, every group of people, there are special gifts God has placed in them. But it's true. It's true. You understand? Now, not everyone in that tribe might have a gift, but you find there's something dominant in each, like a family, a tribe, a nation, a continent. These things are true. Now, years ago, we observed with Elvis, for example, that most of these like visions, supernatural experiences, out-of-body things, most of the people, now, not all of them, again, but a good number of the people who have those things, even when they are so carnal, but people are dreaming stuff, real things, people having visions, real things, most of these people are, again, please understand these things, but they are true, whatever, that's your business. Most of these people are like either like Banyaranda, some of you are looking at me badly, I'm not a Mnyaranda, you understand? I even don't dream a lot. So, Banyaranda, Banyankole, but then it's true, you go now and study it. No, even some of them, even when they're not born again, but they are having these experiences. So, you see, it's like a gift God placed in that what? Group of people. You understand? Now, why should someone who a gift was just given, you know, among the people they were born from, why should they be proud? You understand? There is nothing to boast about, but only to be grateful and thank God and enjoy the gift and then use the gift to serve others. You understand? The Bible says clearly, I think it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that these spiritual gifts are given to profit all. You understand? When someone has a gift of healing, for example, it is to profit the sick. You understand? No, you can't even boast about that. Because, okay, I have the gift of healing. You understand? And then you realize actually it doesn't benefit you. It is going to benefit the sick. Glory be to God. You understand? You have the gift of prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, all those things. The Bible says they are to profit all. Profit with all. KJV. To profit with all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, there again, tribes, again, like I say, where a man, they are upstairs. They are just, you know, good. Then, anyway, several things. By the way, now, there's also another tribe of people in this country. And you see, world leaders know these things. That's how they choose people who to place in what organization. There's a tribe in Uganda. Amen. I was told, I'm not sure, but there are a certain number of people from a certain tribe in that organization, in this country. You understand? Some of them studied these chaps. You understand? I was told because that tribe, when those guys like you, when you're on the same page with them, they will show you they're on the same page. When they're not on the same page with you, they will show you. You understand? For them, they don't play games. You understand? So because of that gift, you know, Museven got a place where now that gift is needed. So that Museven can know, when this guy has fallen out with me, I will know. You understand? Unlike other tribes, I haven't said any tribe, by the way. And it's not that. Unlike other tribes where I get, Ngakumbe man, they are just waiting. They are just waiting to mess you up. They are just waiting to mess you up. So now you realize that gift, then say, aha, this one, I won't put them here, let me put them there. You understand? But these things are true. Glory be to God. So, what do you have, 1 Corinthians 4, 7, that you did not receive? You understand? Some of the things, you're just reaping what your grandmother, Lois, sowed, you know, which was passed on to your mother, Eunice. And now, we are persuaded it is in you also. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Deep stuff. We are going to become, time is, hallelujah. You know what I was going to say? A house of great fame and magnificence and splendor in this, now not just in Uganda. You understand? All nations. Amen? Right now, most of you know, we are the leading church in this country. That's what God said. You can say, but how many are you? You see, now you're being carnal. It's like you don't attend Zoe Fellowship. Where carnality is supposed to be what? Driven out of you. Stupidity. Because you don't assess things by appearance. You have to be aware. You have to be conscious of what? The primary realm, you know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Which is the next verse there? Which verse have I read? By the way, when I'm in church, I have to do what? Verses. Amen. Now, we have to be like Moses. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, that Moses, at that point in time, was the most humble man on the face of the earth. You understand? Now, you guys, to be honest, I'm pursuing this. You understand? You be the greatest visioner. You know, a sea of visions. You be the greatest someone who sleeps with Jesus. You know? Now, for me, those are yours. For me, I want these. And when I have these, I'll get all these things. Because grace will be given to me. Because I'll be very humble. Hallelujah. Amen? You see, Miriam and Aaron, the siblings, wanted to mess him up. They were envious of, you know, what God had made him. You know, then they started saying nonsense against him. You know, and the Lord wasn't pleased. You understand? Because Moses was the most humble man on the face of the earth. When you read all this, it tells you how God, I think in in verse 6, God says of him that if there's a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Then he says, but this is not so for my servant Moses. He says, with him I speak face to face. Clearly, I'm not in riddles. I'm not, you understand? Now, here was a guy who used to speak with the Lord face to face. The Bible says, as a man speaks with his friend. And not once. You understand? But it was, more than once. And the Bible says the guy was very humble. You understand? So humble to the extent that when he would go, when he would meet the Lord, he would come back, and his face was shining with the glory of God. And Moses didn't want that to be seen. So the Bible says he used to cover himself with a veil. He didn't want people to see that glory about him. You understand? Then when he would go back to the Lord, he would now take off the veil. You understand? But with people, he would cover it up. You understand? Now that was humility. Great humility. Glory be to God. It's there. Amen? Now, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That mind of humility. Amen? You understand? Pursue to be like Moses. Let it be said of you in your generation that you were the most humble man on the face of the earth. You understand? Let us pursue these things as elite. Amen? Now we qualify for that grace because we have humbled ourselves to say, God, we want to worship you. You understand? Teach us how. We don't know how. The issue with people, they think they know how to worship the Lord. They think they have arrived. No, they don't qualify. But for LAT, we have humbled ourselves. So God, teach us how. You understand? And now God has sent that spirit that is going to cause us to be the number one worship church in this country. Glory be to God. And again, it edifies you. It's so wonderful. I have to tell people about it. I have to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But many will come and they will learn of us. They will learn of us because we're humble. Jesus said, come unto me, all those who are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Then he says, learn of me, for I'm gentle and meek. You understand? Amen? I'm gentle. So they will come and they will learn of us. Okay? Teaching them how to worship the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Please walk in humility. Whatever you have, it's by grace. By grace. By grace. Amen? It's by grace. It's because of God. It's because of your grandmother who? Lois. And your mother, Eunice. Amen? And now we see it in you. Amen? Glory be to God. So lift up your hands and praise the Lord for what you've had. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for we are in pursuit of you and all your attributes. We thank you, Father, because as we behold the Lord, we are transformed into his very image, even from glory to glory. As we behold his humility, as we behold his loveliness, as we behold his calmness, we are transformed into that. We thank you, precious Father. We glorify your name. We glorify your name.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.